Thank you for calling Family First After Hours line. Please remain on the line for the next available customer care specialist.
For quality assurance purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Good morning, Family First LLC Sensory Service. Lindsay speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, sorry, it's Lindsay here again. I'm calling because yesterday, for my night shift with Monica Pell, I had to do an unscheduled visit because I remember telling y'all that I had clocked in and clocked out on the wrong, I put the wrong thing from the clock in and clock out the app, but where I would do it for that day. But yeah, and today I had to be clocked out, but it wasn't working because it was red. Now it's saying that I didn't clock out, and it's still red from clocking in yesterday.
I see. Let me gather some details so we could relay your message. Let me see here. Okay. May I have your name, please?
Juanisha Nichols Powell.
Could you spell the first name?
R-A-H-M-E-E-S-H-A.
That is R-A-H-N-E-E-S-H-A.
Yes.
And the last name?
Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, Powell, after a hyphen.
Sorry, the first name, the first last name, that is N-I-C-H?
O-L-S.
O-L-L?
S.
N-I-C-H-O-L-S?
Yes.
Hyphen?
Yes. Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
P-O-W-E-L-L. And your best callback number?
44-46-3110. But also, I was calling concerning my pay because it said I got paid this morning, not too long ago. My check is only 370. I didn't know I took around 210 from the bank keeper. They're saying it adds up all to -4 from a $700 check, so I ended up only getting 370. I don't know how that was possible.
I see. So, yes, we can definitely have them assist you with that. I'm sorry, but the call was breaking up. So, just to confirm your phone number, that is 484-363-11.
No, 44. 44-46-3110.
That is 484-446?
486-3110.
486-3110.
Yes. But as I was saying, when I checked the pay, and then I went, it's basically saying they took money like at 2 AIDS, like around $400. I did never cash out that much from the PayKeeper app. It was around one something up to, added up to $200. I don't know how my check was only 370 when it reached me. First, the PayKeeper was saying 390, but I left it there. And then all I know is I went back to my PayKeeper, and my PayKeeper is only saying 222 now. And now my check is in my deposit, and it's only $370.60.
I understand, ma'am. Unfortunately, I don't have access to that information, but we'll definitely have someone assist you. Just to confirm, this is your first time calling this morning?
Yes.
May I have the patient's name, please?
Monica Powell.
Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A.
Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
P-O-W-E-L-L. And do you have the patient's date of birth?
No.
Understood. And what town is the patient in?
Chester, PA.
Chester, PA?
Yes.
Thank you. So you mentioned that you need assistance clocking out for this morning as well with your pay, correct?
Yeah.
Understood. I will relay your message right away, and we'll have someone get back to you to assist you with both issues.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Have a good day. Bye.
You too.